From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the people behind the daily reports of deaths in Iraq.
But first, President Bush met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai at the White House today. The administration calls the Afghan leader an important ally in the war on terrorism. But in a press conference immediately following the meeting, President Bush talked about a national intelligence estimate, which indicates that the war in Iraq has contributed to terrorism.
I told the DNI to declassify this document. You can read it for yourself. We'll stop all the speculation, all the politics about somebody saying something about Iraq. You know, somebody trying to confuse the American people about the nature of this enemy.
NPR's Don Gagne is at the White House keeping an eye on all of this, and he joins us now. Don, that national intelligence estimate, it sounds like at least the question got under President Bush's skin a little bit. Why is that?
Well, it sure did. And the lead out of this news conference with President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan is not the meeting, is not Afghanistan. It is President Bush. Mike, it's the first time that President Bush has been questioned directly since this story hit the New York Times webpage first and then the New York Times and Washington Post front pages on Sunday morning. And that was a very critical report, at least in terms of the way it was reported. And remember, its basic finding was essentially that the war in Iraq has made the terrorist problem worse. The White House has been denying that. They've been denying it now for 2 days through surrogates, not through the president himself and through some spokespersons. But he clearly felt that he needed to get out there on this. He knew he would get an answer, a question about it at this press conference. And he was clearly, as you said, in a fit of pique over the issue.
And if the war in Iraq is said to, at least according to this report or what we've heard about it, contributed to terrorism, the Bush administration has always pointed to Afghanistan as a success story. But since that and the beginning of the invasion, it's gotten more complicated than that, hasn't it?
Yes, and before the question of the NIE report came up, this was already a complicated news day for the White House. Hamid Karzai has always been held up as this champion of democracy, a sign of progress in the region. But we have a resurgent Taliban in Afghanistan some 5 years after they were overthrown. They are funded by a dramatically rising drug trade and opium trade, and there's been a lot of violence. Karzai's government is considered weak. And let's not forget that Osama bin Laden is believed hiding in that mountainous region between Afghanistan and Pakistan. So all of those things are very difficult issues, both politically and practically for this president and this White House.
All right. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thank you very much, Don.
My pleasure.